First thing on our agenda is to approve the minutes from June 21st. Have the two of you had a chance to review those minutes?
There he is.
Sorry, y'all.
It's quite all right. We have an extra quorum now.
Got it.
Made me travel so much farther than usual.
All right.
What's going on?
We are reviewing the minutes from June 21st. Any questions or concerns about the 21st?
No, sir.
All right. Do I have a motion concerning the minutes from June 21st?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from June 21st, 2022.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Right.
The ayes have it.
Yep.
Nothing but efficiency for this crew. All right. Second item agenda, approval of the Capital Improvement Committee meetings from August 16th. All right. Billy, I'm going to lean heavily on you on this one. Yeah, since you and I were the only ones that are here.
I reviewed it at the house and didn't see anything wrong.
I didn't see anything wrong either. Have you all had a chance to review it?
I reviewed it. I mean, everything went fine.
Okay. Ronnie?
I wasn't there. I didn't.
Okay. Fair enough. Do I have a motion regarding the minutes from August 16th?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Do I have a second?
Can we second being absent?
Yeah,
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the ayes have it. All right. Halfway done, guys. All right. See, this is a public hearing.
Yes.
And all the public is represented.
I am. I am here. I am the public.
I will ask that you keep your questions and comments down to 2 minutes, if you would.
How about 2 seconds? I'm finished.
If you insist.
I'm finished.
I will waive the filling out the form.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
But please leave your name with Miss Betty over there. All right, public hearing to consider the special use permit regarding request to add boat dealership sales as an allowable use for Lot 3, Block 1, Port Edition, currently zoned as commercial I-20 overlay district in the city of Willow Park, Park County, Texas. And then the public hearing is open. Do I have any comments from the public? You have 2 seconds.
Thank you. That's it.
2 seconds is up. We will close the public hearing. All right. Fellow P&Zers, have you had a chance to take a look at the proposal for the special use permit? I have a question. The storage tower, is this the pictures of the storage tower?
Yes, sir.
That is an elegant way to get away from billboards, by the way.
Isn't it?
That is beautiful. How are those loaded? Are they forklift in there?
So it depends. There is a forklift. We've seen two different types. One is forklift, and the other has some sort of pulley system, and it stacks them up at the bottom. Load a boat, that one goes up, load a boat, that one goes up.
Okay.
All three would be stacked at the bottom, and then they would cable system would raise.
Okay.
Jared, I'll go ahead and read the brief
for you. Oh, I'm sorry.
So
thank
we can
you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're fine. So this is the applicant's requesting a special use permit for this, for the allowable use of the construction of the boat dealership for the boat sales and service on this property. It is currently zoned as a commercial, but it does not list the boat dealership as an approved use. So they're looking to do the special use permit in order to add the use of the boat dealership to this. So they have two buildings for 17,700 square feet. The primary one-story building is office, showroom, and service area, but the second is the vertical storage building. This is similar in construction to the same businesses that are beside there, within 200 square feet or 200 feet along the I-20 service road south. Notice that the fencing is missing, so they weren't able to figure out where that was going to go yet, so that's going to be under review whenever staff reviews it for the site plan development, when they actually submit all of this, if this is approved. And also that will be the same for the signs. So we're not actually approving the signage for here, or the fencing is absent. So those will be conditions of which your approval will be whenever the site plan is approved by staff. So the primary building, the one thing you're approving also is that the one story, according to our ordinance, the first building cannot be more than 50 feet and the secondary building is 25 feet. But in this case, they're asking to reverse the two, because the first building is 25 feet, the secondary building is less than 50 feet. So they're flip-flopping the first and second building for the requirements per the ordinance. So it's still one building's 25, one building's 50, but it's not the first, second, it's really second, first. So, does that make sense?
It is. Referring to second, correct?
Pardon? The second building, the tower building is
talking about height overall?
Yeah.
Not setback.
So that's a condition of the special use permit. Staff recommends approval of the special use permit and transposing of the height requirements for the primary building and storage tower. Noting also that the sign and the fencing will be subject to approval by staff once they do the site plan review for the project. Any questions?
I don't have any questions for you. Team, y'all have any questions for
them? So go over that again. So front showroom, 7,550 square feet.
Uh-huh.
Our standard ordinance currently says that building is the one that could be?
That can be 50.
Okay.
But is the maintenance shop still under one roof? Or is that two separate?
It's all under.
That's one building.
It appears to be one building and maybe like a connecting breezeway or something between the two, but I'm taking it, they have two separate square footage, so it's two buildings, but combined as they're drawing it as one footprint.
But the storage and tower for the 50 foot is at the front.
That's up here, yes.
They're here. So
yes.
Yeah, the showroom and the maintenance shop, that is a single structure.
It'll follow the 25 foot is what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
For both of those combined will be.
Both of these combined would be the
25
feet. Yes, the top is 25 feet, so the top elevation is 25 feet. This one is 50. The storage tower is below 50.
Right.
Is it? It's like
46.
46. Okay.
I mean, that's more for advertising.
Exactly.
More so than storage.
Yeah, you've heard of Carvana, right?
Yeah. So what percentage of that be behind the fence, though, hidden from view, or would if it? The fencing
is probably going to be what we're guessing is the engineer for Chuck Stark said they weren't sure where the fencing was actually going
right.
to lie.
Yes, ma'am.
I would assume that being a maintenance shop, there's going to be a fencing that's going to be concealed. Some of the boats that are being worked on that aren't in the shop.
Absolutely.
Per se.
Yep.
But he didn't know exactly where that was going to lie. He said there's the layout of the lot was difficult to say exactly where that fencing is going to go.
That is correct.
Assuming that it's where the maintenance shop is going to cut off, kind of. The office showroom being in the forward part, the maintenance being in the back, the fencing assumably would be around the perimeter of that to the back portion of that lot, so it wouldn't be visible from 20. And then just the materials of the fence would be, you know, obviously per the ordinance.
Per the ordinance, of course. Yeah, we're still finalizing the details. There will be fence, and we'll certainly go through that process once we have it all nailed down.
Right,
we'll set back the gates so they can queue
yeah.
up with the trailers
okay.
and not block traffic.
Right.
We'll go through the permit process as needed. and adhere to the ordinance.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's a big hill right over at the edge of that property, right where that tower is going. Mm-hmm. How, I mean, is that going to be graded out, or are you planning on?
Yeah, no, it's going to be graded out. I imagine we'll cut it down a little bit, kind of balance in that area and fill. We haven't gotten into the detailed grading plan. We've got kind of a mass grading plan nailed down, but yeah.
I guess my question is, it's not going to be like 85.
Oh, no, sir. No,
that,
sir.
You're done, yeah. Right?
No, we're going to. Okay. We'll have to take a little bit off that.
Pretty steep.
It is. It is.
Tony, I know you said staff has reviewed. Have we talked with, I mean, I know it's a 50-foot structure, which mm-hmm. I think is still shorter than the hotel. Mm-hmm. And it's not an occupiable building. I mean, obviously, if there's, so do we have any hindrance or requirement for fire to be able to handle?
We have a ladder truck, so they
right.
should be able to get to it. We have a 3-story building that they can get to, so
okay.
that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. But because it's not inhabited, it's not required
right.
to be sprinkled, correct?
No. But fire has reviewed these plans also. So fire,
okay.
the city engineer, public works, and building
and
official and planning,
and they're all
planning department, yeah.
What kind of post do y'all sell?
That's my question.
Well, it looks like Malibu's and Tahoe's look like ski boats.
12 different brands, primarily ski boats, but definitely a few pontoons we've seen. It varies. We've looked at several of their locations nationwide and everywhere, 12 different brands.
Is that personal waterproof?
Say
you seated, like your jet ski seated?
I don't believe so, no sir. Just
you go to Hudson Oaks for those. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck getting one. I think they're all like sold out of anything good.
I don't have any questions.
And again, let me reiterate that the rendering that you have, the color rendering that you have, the signs on the side of the building, that is just for example's sakes. That does not mean that's going to be able to be put there or allowed. So.
Is it going to be called Tommy's?
It is Tommy's.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any other questions concerning this recommendation? Before we get out, staff or Stark?
I'm good.
Rodney?
I'm good, sir.
All right. So, no questions from us. Do I have any motions?
I'll make a motion to approve item number 3.
All right, I've got a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Nice have
a second.
All right, moving on to our last bit of business. Item number 4, consideration and action, preliminary plat, lots 1 through 5, 29.998, almost made the 30 cut. David Addington survey, abstract number 21, in the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the Willow Park, Parker County, Texas. Staff.
Commissioners, the plat that you're looking at is a preliminary plat of the property, that the subject property. It is south on Bankhead Highway, and you can see that she's subdividing from one contiguous lot into five of them. The one big one at the bottom is the one that she's looking to sell, so this is not looking to be for a subdivision of any sort for development, just for subdividing so she could build that, she could sell off that lot 5 at the bottom. Staff has all gone through this, reviewed it, and we've pointed out the only question that we really had was that the well, make sure that each property has access to a well and they have their own septic system. And they've gone back and noted that on here so that each of those lots has its own, or have been notified that they will have to have that put in if they were to build like on lot 2. So any lot that has a dwelling on it does have its septic system, a separate septic system. The applicant is not requiring city services for water and sewer at this time. And The drainage improvement was not required since they are not being developed at this time. Staff recommends approval of the preliminary plat for lots 1 through 5 for the 29.99 acres for the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the City of Willow Park for this, under the conditions of the separate well and water supply and septic on lots 3 and 4, which they have provided.
Okay.
The applicant and the owner are not here this evening, but if you have any questions, as I said, staff has reviewed this.
I do have a question about the gas lease. What is it? Is it accessed through lot 4 and 3?
Yes, you can see kind of where it kind of cuts out to where that driveway is. It looks like it's from right on that side there, which goes to lot 3. There's a separate private drive that goes down that side.
Okay.
So it looks like it's accessed.
So they have easement through there.
Yeah.
And the access, of course, for lot 5 would be this section between 1 and 2?
Yes, that's correct.
We're trying to look at this on the map. Where is this even?
Kind of south between Clear Fork and Kingston?
Yeah.
Kingswood,
sorry.
Does Kingswood connect to Bankhead? That's up to McDavid Estates. You got Jenkins Bluff. That is not Bankhead Estates. Thanks, KJ. Give that back to you in case you need that. Thank you. So it's in here. I'm sorry, Tony, I was too busy looking at this. Which lot is it again that they're...
For accessing lot 5?
Yeah.
You're going to come straight between 1 and 2. See the access off the Bankhead right there?
Okay.
You're going to come right down the alley right there.
And they're wanting to do lot 5 is what...
Lot 5 is what she's looking to sell. She said she sold cattle, and now she sold the cattle that was on there, and she's looking at selling those lots.
Okay. And this is just a preliminary plat to subdivide the lots themselves. Okay.
And what we did was we made sure that we had a 60-foot right-of-way for East Bankhead Highway, made sure that those two driveways coming in, those two private access coming in to lot 3 and 4 to have those accessed, and just made sure that we had access to the public, public road.
So she's giving right-of-way. Does she have to dedicate that right away when she sells? So I'm assuming it's right here. Because it's landlocked, based on what she's wanting to do, there is no current access whatsoever. So does she need to dedicate that, or are they going to try to use, because Bankhead Cove is right here, which is this little jump here. How are we not liable for allowing this to be subdivided with no access whatsoever to lot 5? We're giving them a right-of-way, but her right-of-way that she's suggesting is treed. It's got a ravine creek that runs, not a creek, but a drainage ditch bed that goes through there. I'd like to know what the easement size is for this up front house on lot 2. And of course, even the right of way on lot 1, I mean, we're giving them 69 feet, but there's still no general access to that, to that lot. Not even a dirt road. That's my issue. You would have
to get back there.
You would have to legitimately either go through lot 1 or even, I'm assuming this is lot one here too. Mm-hmm. There's a road that's cut right here on just on the image itself. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's her property. So you're not even going to get a right of way from that property there yet. So I think that is my holdup on this, is that there's absolutely no access to lot five whatsoever. Okay. If there was a dirt road, I wouldn't even have an issue with it. But there is no access to lot five at all without right of way of lot one. And I think we're creating a little bit of a nightmare scenario, because if she sells lot one, that locks lot five completely up, because lot one could lock them down and not allow them access.
I don't think they could.
Well, even if they dedicate 70 feet, right now you don't have anything to get to.
Doing that, do we do it like a condition?
I would recommend making a conditional
approval with a condition
that they have an easement right away and access.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if that's the, regardless of what lot she's trying to sell, she has subdivided lot five, and there's absolutely no access to lot five whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I wish the owner was here to at least kind of give us an idea.
She's in Florida, she doesn't live here. So Vincent, Vincent Jones is the person who services the property.
Yeah.
And so, but he said he had a conflict and wasn't able to be here this evening.
Okay. I mean, I'd be even okay if they would give access off of Bankhead Cove, because she owns the gas well. Mm-hmm. Because there's a road that goes from Bankhead Cove to access the gas well, but these guys that are leasing that are not going to give up immediate right of way again into a lot through their gas wells either. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, that's just my red flag.
That's fine.
I thought Bankhead Cove was in that easement, but looking at it closer, it's right in the middle of the lot.
Yeah, it's in the middle. And you're going to have to cut down, golly, at least, I don't know, 30 trees and some cedar bushes to get you right away to the back of that lot.
Yeah, but even if you get to the back of the lot, it's full of trees as well.
So, I know.
No matter what you do, you're going to have to cut a road. You're going to have to clear that property.
Yeah.
Before you can even get on it. It's cattle property. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not your standard residential.
Right.
So, I personally am failing to see that being an issue.
Okay.
On this one. But that's me personally.
Yeah. No.
So even if they were to be able to get to it, the most likely place to place anything on this property is remotely residential would be just south of lot one, which that's a clearing. Everything else would entail dozing hundreds of trees.
So you're saying put that on the current sell or the new owner of that property to be able to do so instead of getting them landlocked in that option?
I don't.
So this structure right here is not on land. As you can see right here is the tanks. So it looks like if this is where it comes into five, it would be straight down this. It would have to be cleared out. This hasn't been shown there because this is going to be part of lot two.
I guess my big question is on all of this is, Jared's on to something on...
Because if they're thinking this would have to be... If this is the right-of-way, and this part right here...
That is not the right-of-way, though.
You what?
He's got a... It's a driveway. It's somebody's driveway.
So it'd have to be cut in, like... The way that it's falling on the plans is, if this is here, and is this right here, it looks like five cuts out, goes up, comes back down?
Yeah, this is part of five right here. This is the access to Bankhead, which that is right here. The straight shot right there.
Yeah.
So in order to access it, yes, they would. They'd have to cut into the highway or cut into Bankhead. They'd have to clear these trees to get down to it. But that would be its access.
Because this right here is lot one.
Correct.
And so you wouldn't be going.
Or they'd have to park on a road and take a side-by-side in to see their cattle. I mean, they may not even need to drive in.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking residentially. I'm just thinking just period access to the property itself. If we're not liable in,
I don't believe the city is liable for anything.
So this is an RETJ. Yeah.
So what it's
lot?
In the
ETJ.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So what lot is the these tanks in?
Five.
Well, that's the other thing. Is there an easement to that active gas lease?
That's the first question I asked.
Yeah,
they
it's
come
coming
through
down
three.
That side. That, yeah, it's a lot three.
It's
a drive that kind of cuts off to it.
The gap, this is in five, right?
Yeah. Well, it's by itself. It's not part of five. The active gas lease is not.
Yes.
Or is it a part of five?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So five is like this, comes down, you got a little bit up into here.
That's the barrier fence.
So this is part of two?
No.
Which is not part of it yet. Okay.
Separate.
All right.
So then what is that? We're giving, I mean, they're showing 69 feet of right of way, but what is their easement travel towards the gas line or the gas well? Can you go up right up against their fence and be okay with it?
Yeah.
If we're not, again, if we're not liable on anything in this, and it's not, it's just a it is a preliminary plat. My hiccup is that being able to subdivide lots that you can't get your hands on to get access to. But if we're not held liable and she wants to subdivide it and sell it to somebody else and they want to build a road, if they're okay with buying that property and building a road through there or gaining access, I'm okay with that. I just don't want my name saying, the city said, we can subdivide this in five lots, figure out how to get to it.
If we can approve it with the condition that they have an easement between lot one and two.
Yeah, I think that has to be in there just because of that, because otherwise they could lock that up and be done.
Okay, guys. Let's go back. But remember, we got almost a 30-acre tract of land. It's under single ownership. I'm sure part of what she is doing is, as she said, she's trying to do that part. They've evidently decided now that on lots 3 and 4, they want to be able to have separate lots for the frame house and also the mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
Because of those locations, remember in your subdivision ordinance, every lot must have a minimum of 50 foot of frontage on a public street. There, to me, there's concern about 3 and 4 being separated in that we had to finagle a way to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if at some point in time I purchase 3 and Tony purchases the proposed lot 4, then the only true access at this time is on 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a concern, knowing that if I decide I want to block someone off from that access, because it is my only frontage.
Mm-hmm.
That is a concern. 2, where the gas well lease is, and what is proposed is 2, which is the vacant land on the front plus the gas well leases and the structure associated with that. There is always, the purchaser of lot 2, if it were sold, would have to come in and seek a driveway permit or an entrance onto that property. If we subdivided this way. The same is actually true of 5. If someone does not want to allow them to access that back part, because this is
all been Miss Nolte's property.
Yeah.
And now she's saying this one-story house on the front is going to, you know, have 295, almost 300 foot. The surveyor is saying, here's 69 foot. If I buy the 20 acres and the person on lot one no longer chooses to allow me to go through on that private drive, then I've got to, yes, cut that in. It's, you know, like I said, I would see more concern over three and four.
Yeah, that's a great point.
With them being the frontage, that would allow them to go three and four as they propose. All it would allow would be a standard driveway. We have not spoke. I don't believe Tony's spoken with Ms. Nolte. The surveyor has been evidently the only contact you've had.
She did message me back, as well as Vincent Jones, that this is what they wanted to do. So they did want to still keep it two separate lots. So, I mean, you spoke to Ms. Nolte months ago.
Well,
so
I did months ago.
Yeah, you knew what her intentions were initially.
I think she's ultimately going to try to sell the structure, each one of those residential structures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense why they're splitting them out.
Right.
Or yes. Even if whoever's in them has the ability to, mm-hmm.
to
split them
out.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you've got two options. You can approve it with conditions.
I'm sorry, I was just reading the city.
That you want to be able to see how they propose to access, what type of driveways they're proposing to put in to access those. And I would say 3, 4, and 5 especially. 2 and 1 and 2 have plenty of frontage where they could go in and they could put in a commercial driveway to that, to access it. 1's already got access.
But after it was subdivided, would they have to come to the city for the driveway permit?
Okay.
Or not?
Now, well, remember that this is in the extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Right.
Now, bear in mind, if there ever becomes a problem with wells and septic systems on this proposed 3, 4, or 1, then they're probably going to come to the city to request water service at least. Possibly sewer service, depending on the condition of the septic system. In the near future, we will have access to our new sewer trunk main there. So, you know, most of the time when you're wanting to access sewer in the city, then you have to petition to come in. It's just, this could be a preliminary plat you approve with conditions. Or it can be one that you return to, you know, you can recommend it go back if you feel like there's a problem in the subdivision of the property. You can send it back to the surveyor. If you feel like you can place the conditions on it. The first thing is, remember, we've always got to have that 50 foot of frontage on that public street. Understanding that the existing driveways were to service this as 129 acre tract.
Yep.
So I think everyone, you know, the purchaser of lot 3 is going to have to understand that at some point in time, and I'm sure the gas well people do too.
Yeah.
The gas lease I'm not as concerned about. I'm sure they understand what their options are.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever their leasing right is. Which that would be nice to know what they have there too, because if they're like you said, if they're
but as you say, they've got plenty of frontage and there are alternate access points for them. And with the gas, with that being active like that can be handled through their frontage on the street.
Mm-hmm.
1's okay. 5, like you say, if the other property owner of 1 chooses to deny them access to that. They are not landlocked, so they can go in and put in a drive.
It's
not the ideal situation because, like you say, if you look at the topography, it's not going to be cheap for them.
No, I think I'm willing to send this one back to the drawing board for the engineer, because
and you know, like I said, it may be something if you feel like the layout is okay, or if you feel like you want to ask them about other questions, I would probably suggest that you put conditions on approving the preliminary plat to take care of those. And then before, you know, then that will give us an opportunity to talk with the, not on, the surveyor is the only one that is working on this besides this representative. There's not actually, because it's in the ETJ and there's not improvements being made, really other than the topo, there's not a requirement for engineering on it, since it was determined that there are separate wells and septic systems for the lots that are proposed. So I think if you wanted to word it where you wanted the access to be verified, the frontage is there.
Yeah.
And I think you could be specific, you could be specific to maybe 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Well, and I think that's how we're gonna, I think that's where, if we're looking at approval, I think that's how we have to look at it. We would need a dedicated 50-foot right-of-way for lot 4, a dedicated 50-foot right-of-way for lot 3, because they are subdividing those two lots out. Each one of those properties has to have a right-of-way to the road. The same thing goes for 5, that they have to have a dedicated right-of-way. But go ahead.
I don't think we want to dedicate right-of-way, because then they have to construct it as a street.
Access,
I think
or however they need 50 foot.
I think we need for them to define, and they've got the 50 foot. I think what we've got to be sure is that it's an accessible 50 foot. In other words, it's something that they can approve if they can improve if that.
So if we use the word accessible versus dedicated,
yes,
that still allow one or two to lock out that 60 feet.
They've dedicated. They've marked it off and lined it out.
It's the frontage for the lot, yes. I think we just need maybe, and the surveyor could do it, and I think Ms. Nolte needs to be spoken with to be sure she understands what that is. Really and truly, 5 is not developable. It's always going to be some pasture land with those tanks. And if it were to ever be reworked, in other words, if they came back in and wanted to do it, then there would need to be street dedication if they were going to subdivide it. And then they could go back through the replating. I think we just need to be sure that that entrance or that frontage they have on Bankhead, that they can access the properties.
Yeah.
And then you could identify 5, 3, and 4 as the access points, because actually that improved drive, and I use that term loosely.
I was going to say, there's...
I use that term very loosely because I went out there several months ago. It may have blown away, you know, in the heat and all, but it is actually on 4 primarily. In fact, all of it is.
So
3 does not have improved access if 4 chooses to make that private.
Gotcha. The other question, Rodney kind of brought this up on lot 2, is the house, there's no house notated on lot 2. Is it inhabitable?
No.
Is it? It's not?
No, there's no house on 2.
There is a house on 2.
Well,
there's two cars in front of it. Yeah.
No.
That's it. That is lot 2, because there's your gas well. This is lot 2. That's the house, because that's the right of way. There's a house and two cars. Now, granted, this is 6 months ago, maybe. I don't know. April is the last they updated this.
Then I would say, well, of course, there's nothing that prohibits a gas lease, a house on that gas lease property.
I'm just thinking, their driveway's not even indicated. That's what...
I think that would just be a condition that all of the private drives be noted on the final, as well as...
By 50 feet.
The access point, yeah. I mean, the lot is proposed to have. The lot is proposed to have, 200 foot of frontage? So, I mean, that would not. If all the structures are not located on it, they should be on the preliminary.
It is not.
It is not.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's. Lot 1 is defined, Lot 3 is defined, Lot 4 is defined, Lot 2 is not defined, and Lot 5 is technically defined because there's nothing on that property.
That's not true. There's a metal building.
On 5.
Well, yeah, there is a metal shed on the northwest corner. Metal shed.
Friggin' engineers.
Not a metal shed, but they
did. Yeah, it's not there anymore. I drove by there on the way. It blew away in the spring of 86. Just kidding.
But yes, access, how they propose to physically access it.
Okay, I beat this horse to death. I want to hear from you guys.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Great.
I got stew cooking at home.
And that's why we let you go last, Scott. Billy, do you have anything on this?
No. Scott raised a lot of good points.
Yeah, I think the drawing lacks information concerning Lot 2. Personally.
I'm going to ask this question because I will make the motion according. I mean, I don't mind pushing an approval. However, the preliminary plat is lacking a lot. There are a lot of question marks in this. But if y'all are okay with it, I mean, it'll definitely be in a conditional approval motion on my behalf.
I just want to make sure your verbiage includes everything that's.
Oh yeah, and luckily Tony's been writing everything down because I couldn't even keep up with everything. So. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No. I agree.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion. I am going to make a motion to approve the preliminary plat with obviously all the conditional requirements that we've discussed. We'll start with Lot 4, obviously needing the 50-foot right-of-way or availability.
50-foot.
Accessibility.
Access, not right-of-way.
Same thing goes for Lot 3. And then a right-of-way for Lot 5.
Accessibility.
Accessible for Lot 5. With and again, they've given 69 feet. We'll stay with what they've drawn on there, but I mean it's 50 feet by our range. And then even the fix in Lot 2 not having a structure not being on there.
I guess you could word it such that all
inaccurate
structure be located on
yes, the flat. Yes, let's do that.
And I guess specifically if it appears there's ready.
Especially habitable.
Yes,
structures.
Well, it doesn't show a well that's over 2 acres. It doesn't show the well. It doesn't show the septic.
That's, yes. And it also does not show the well on 4.
It does show the well on 4.
There it is.
It's a septic, not the well.
It's way north of, it's in the 45
oh,
minutes left. What it doesn't show is the well on 5.
You're right.
That's right. But if 5 doesn't have a
structure.
Yeah, doesn't have
structure. If there is a well and there's no habitable structure, then it doesn't have to have a well.
Okay.
They would be required if they were to develop it for some reason in need.
So okay. Other than 3 and 4 being references having to have a well and septic, was there other one that needed to be referenced?
Well, then 2 would be the same way because there's no one, the house is not there, there's no well or septic indicated there.
Which is why they wouldn't have cited it if they didn't put the structure on there.
Exactly
they wouldn't have
right.
thought to
yeah.
ping the well
so
on the septic.
So that needs to be done. And then Lot 1, I think, is good. Well house. There's no septic on 1. You got a mobile home, a well house, and 1 story. There's no septic marked on 1.
There should be.
There's little boxes, but it ain't indicated.
There's no boxes for a well or septic. So they'll need to identify that.
Yeah, just mark.
Yeah, just a house and a mobile
home. Maybe a well house.
But there's no septic. So where's that going? That's a joke. Okay, that's my motion. Sorry, Tony.
You
get writer's cramp over there.
I got it.
All right. One more time, Scott. No. Sorry. All right. We do have an impressive motion.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I need you to repeat it verbatim.
I will second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. All right. That's an impressive amount of time for something that's not even within city limits. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. But one day it will be. So
one day
it
will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we're going to we'll get absorbed.
Do I have anything else?
I just want to tell you guys that we have some terms expiring. Let's see, Rodney, yours is coming up in January.
Yes, see ya.
Billy's and Jared. So if you guys are interested in serving again, we would love, love, love for you to do that. And I can send you an application.
Send it to my wife and see if she can get it back.
Hey, watch this. Hey, we're going to be working on the comprehensive plan this year. You got to worry about it.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I did the last one.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think he is.
I am. Because I already asked him. They've already made the notations they need to. I knew that.
All right. I'm
going to be presumptuous and send it to you anyway.
Send me an application.
Oh, okay.
You adjourn this video?
What?
Yes, I'm
adjourned. Click that bottle. Let's go.
Yes, the meeting for the November, we will probably have it on the 25th, I think it is. It's the last Tuesday of the month because...
Like right before Thanksgiving?
Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Not 25th, I'm sorry, the 20th. It's the last.
Yes.
It would be...
Are you cracking on my accent?
27th.
The 22nd or the 29th?
Wait. Oh, please.
Here, I got the latest thing.
29th. Yeah.
I thought I was on the same day of the month.
It'll be still on Tuesday, the 29th.
Thursday, the
29th.
Yeah.
What
does
this say?
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, is that a tough team?
Okay. We're good.
All right, meeting adjourned. You go running.
All right, thank awesome. You.
What are you going to do? Are we going to make laser beams or not?